To home. Amen. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We're on. Finally, I am on, and I am extremely late, almost to the point that my broadcast is usually over by this time or near it. So I'll go over, maybe till 5 o'clock here today. I don't know if we'll finish this study here today. I'll probably continue this on Wednesday. This is not a lot of outside information. This is the Word of God that we're going to study here. We're going to do some word studies here and find out what the King James Bible says about all of these things and the importance of understanding this topic and these topics of the devil's kingdom, so to speak. Now, we're not doing it to bring any glory. The Bible says we are not ignorant of Satan's devices, because Satan's devices have been laid out for us in the Scriptures. See, God's Word is the final authority. It is the final authority on all matters of faith and practice, on everything. On science, it's the final authority. On health, it's the final authority. On medicine, on whatever it is, it's the final authority. I believe that. I believe that it is. I believe that the Word of God, that it is the final authority on everything, okay? So, I say that because I believe it. I believe God's Word, and I believe what it says. But I also know that there's a kingdom of darkness out there. You know, there's a kingdom of darkness out there. And we need to understand it, but we need to understand it from biblical perspective. And the Kanye West video, I'm disputing right now with YouTube. They cut my video. They won't let it back on. But if you want to listen to my Kanye West teaching, if you want to listen to that, go to sermonaudio.com/Pastor Cooley right here. There you go. If you want to listen to the Kanye broadcast and you didn't get to hear it, go to my sermon audio page. And it is on Sermon Audio. So you can listen to the broadcast on Sermon Audio if you'd like to hear everything that I talked. If you'd like to watch the video is there to watch over there. And the truth is still going to get out there. Amen. So we've got it there and you can listen to it. If you missed that broadcast on Kanye and you'd like to see it, YouTube deleted Steven Anderson. Well, I don't know why. Such a nice fellow as Stevie. I don't know why anybody would delete him, but I think he has a right to be on there. I know that it's YouTube is kind of a private organization, but it isn't, because Google gets tax breaks from the government. And if Google gets tax subsidizations and they get tax breaks like Amazon and all these other companies, and all these other groups, Facebook and all these other people, then they ought to be for free speech. Somebody said, like you Jesuit deceiver pretending. Somebody called me a Jesuit deceiver pretending. Well, let me tell you something. I was saved in a Baptist church. I was baptized in a Baptist church. I was called to preach in a Baptist church. I was ordained in a Baptist church, and I was sent out from a Baptist church. And let me tell you something right now, you little runt. I have never been a part of any of those organizations, and I'm an open book. You can find me anywhere. I walk down the street. I street preach out in the open air. I rebuked the bishop, the Roman Catholic bishop in St. Paul. You can go watch the video. I hold up the King James Bible, and I preach the Word of God by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. And you know something? None of you punks have been able to stop it either. So let me tell you something right now, friend. I've been around for a while, and I ain't going anywhere by the grace of God. I'm still preaching the Word of God, preaching it straight. I uncovered the Jesuit order. I uncovered the Masonic order. I don't play one side against the other. I've rebuked the Masons. I've rebuked the Jesuits. I've rebuked the fundamentalists that strayed away from the faith. I called out the Donald Trump organization and the Trump presidency. I haven't fell for the right-left paradigm, the Hegelian dialectic. There isn't any of those cults, whether they were in the IFB movement or whatever they were, that I didn't dig up the dirt, tell the truth about it, and preach the Word of God. So you ain't going to pin that on me, Jack. You go ahead and try and find some connections to any of it. I dare you. I stink a double, triple dog dare you to do it. Find it. Look for it. I'm an open book. I'm not hard to find. Everything I have and everything that I am is easy to see. I'm the same when I'm at home, as the same when I'm in the pulpit, as the same when I'm in the church house, and the same when I'm out there on that street preaching the Word of God in the open air to a bunch of lost sinners that are on their way to hell. I haven't pulled any punches on anything. I haven't let loose on anything. I haven't backed off of anything. I've preached it straight by God's grace since I've been saved by the grace of Almighty God. And I defy you to find any other evidence that I've done to the contrary. You show it. You prove it. Dare you to do it. You know why I'm not afraid of it? Because I know it ain't out there. So whatever you make up from your mother's basement while you're eating Pop-Tarts and living off mom's dollar, making your stupid videos, understand one thing. I'm still preaching the Word of God in the open air. I'm still doing the things that God's called me to do. I haven't backed off any of it by God's grace. And I know it's the grace of God. And I'm still doing what God called me to do because of the grace of God. I've been through so many things in the last 3 years, but by God's grace, I've kept the faith. Amen. That's the truth, friend. So you want to get me fired up this afternoon? Go ahead. I ain't afraid of it. And by the way, this church is not a 508. It's not a 501c3. We don't have a tax identification number. I haven't asked the government for anything. This isn't Old Paths Baptist Church Incorporated. We are not incorporated. We never asked any tax breaks from the government. We have never applied for 501c3 status, and we have nothing to do with any of those groups. So there you go. How about that? Any other cult thing you want to try to say? Any of those other things you want to say out there? Any of those other excuses or things you want to make up out there? I know you're not on here because one of my administrators blocked you because they found out how foolish you sounded. But the point is, prove it. I'm just telling you the truth. I'm being real with you. So anyway. But that's the way it goes. You'll always have people like that. By the way, I've had everybody and their mother try to do a video about me. I've had everybody and their mother try to prove something that I did that was so wicked and terrible and wrong and all this other stuff. And you know what? You know what the funny thing is? I'm still preaching the same book that I've always preached, the same way I've always preached it, but humbled by the grace of God. And God allowed me to be afflicted and brought me through many things, but I'm still doing what God's called me to do. Still doing it. And that has nothing to do with me. That's the grace of Almighty God is what it is. That's all it is. God's grace. His marvelous grace. That's what it is. So yeah. So, praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you can't just say it, you got to spray it too. Man, you got to let the spit fly. Sometimes you got to. You know, I know the nonsense that's out there, and I know what I know what people do, but I thank God for his grace. Amen. I thank God for it. I thank God for the Word of God and all that God does for us. Because listen, let me share a testimony with you. I just had a lady call me, and actually she emailed me, and then she called me. And she, about a year and a half ago, she sent me her testimony. And her testimony was of, you know, she made a profession of faith when she was younger, surrounded by a bunch of Jezebels, was never born again, though, she said. Was never born again by the Spirit of God. But she lived a life, and she lived in sin and wickedness. She got into Buddhism. She got into Hinduism. But always, only so far, the Lord allowed her to get into it, and he would get her away from it. She got hooked up with the Knights of Malta for a while. She got hooked up with the Jesuits for a while, doing different community works and all this other kind of stuff. She got hooked up with the cults. Some of the occultic stuff. She said about 2 years ago, she was sitting on the floor of her basement in a rented facility. And she was sitting there in a rented facility and crying out to God. And she found our sermons. She found our sermons. She found the Jezebel series. She found a few others. Found our sermons. And she said the Lord showed her that she was never born again, that she had never, you know, repented and put her faith and trust in Christ. And the Lord brought her to a place of repentance and faith in him. And the Lord saved her soul and brought her out of all of those things and showed her. You know, she went through darkness in a time of darkness and depression and some rough things. But the Lord used this ministry. He used the preaching and teaching of God's word. She said she listens every day. She's listened every day for 2 years. She's grown spiritually. She got connected to a Baptist church there in the town that she was in. And, you know, it ended up being a church that didn't really, some of the things weren't right that they were teaching. Some hyper-dispensationalism, some other things. But she got connected into a church and got serving the Lord and trying to be faithful to God. But she's listened. And she just called and gave a testimony and about the grace of God. She's been through a lot. The Lord brought her out of a lot of darkness, a lot of wickedness. And, you know, she just wanted us to know that the Lord used this ministry to do that in her life and her heart. And that's an encouragement. You know, that's an encouragement more than people giving money or anything else, is for people to tell us what the Lord's done in their life and their heart. And she just wanted us to know that. And, you know, she wanted to give to the ministry, and we appreciate that too. And I reassured her and told her, you know, it's not me, it's the Lord that does the work. I'm just the messenger. And I wanted her to know that, and I want everybody else to know that. I don't think there's anything great about me. When God brings you through some hard times and he shows you who you really are, you lose all thoughts of grandeur of yourself, and you realize that you're just an unprofitable servant. You know, and in your best state, you're altogether vanity. But we still thank God for using the ministry, and we thank God for, and I thank God for all of you, and I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you caring about what goes on here, and your prayers, you know, for us. I appreciate that. I really do. You know, So you keep praying for us and keep trusting the Lord. And we're very grateful for the prayers and very grateful for all that the folks do to give and everything else to us. I wanted to come on here today, even though I was going to be late here. My back was killing me. And pray for my back, if you would. We had a good day in the assembly yesterday. It was good time of preaching and teaching and fellowship. And, you know, the devil doesn't like that. And I'll tell you what, it may sound funny, and I don't try to think that there's a devil behind every door, which there probably is. But you know, but I know that, you know, and pray for my son. His bearded dragon died. And I feel bad for him. You know, his name was Rex. I like that bearded dragon. And even Joshua liked that bearded dragon. Joshua helped take care of that bearded dragon when I was on vacation. And anyway, he died. So, and you pray for my son. He that was a, you know, sad thing for him. So, but we definitely talked about that, though, and everything. I'm glad he cares. I'm glad he cares about his pets, and that's a good spirit to have and everything. But I feel bad for him that happened. And you know, so it was a crazy day. I didn't sleep very well last night. I don't want to complain, but I didn't sleep very well. So Mondays sometimes for preachers can be the craziest days ever. You know, they can be very interesting. Today was not different. it was one of those days, but back went out, bearded dragon died. I didn't sleep last night, but hey, I took the Bible out, and while I couldn't sleep, and I read a couple chapters of the Bible, and the Lord had some crazy dreams and all kinds of things. But you know what? I'm not complaining. God's good. I'm not complaining, but anyway, so it was an interesting time. Okay, well, you know, let's get into this teaching, and we're only going to get started with this. We'll finish it up on Wednesday. Lord willing, we'll see. I like Bible studies. I like Bible word studies. They're good for us. And, you know, I've been talking, and this will get into the other people and modern-day characters and things that are going on right now, right? They're out there when we deal with these sorcerers and magicians, enchantments, divinations, and things like that. But I don't want to, and by the way, I'm not doing this isn't negative, this is positive teaching. But what I want to do is teach you just from the Bible. I thought about, you know, I don't want to just throw a bunch of negativity there, you know, with all the bad stuff in pop culture and all the bad stuff that's going on. Yeah, Mike, my house was a habitation of dragons. That's right. I had a bearded dragon. I'm going to get another one, and I want to get one for me, too. So I'm going to get one for me and one for my son. And we'll try it again. They can be tough to raise as young, when they're young like that. They can be tough to raise. So we'll give it another shot there. And, you know, they can be kind of feeble when they're first growing up. So anyway, I want to show you Acts chapter 26 here, verse number 18. Paul said he had a mission. It's the same mission that you and I have. And Acts chapter 26, verse number 18. To open their eyes, right? And to turn them from darkness to light. And from the power of Satan unto God. That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. the gospel is there to open their eyes. It turns them from darkness. Here's another verse. Okay? Who had delivered us. Let's back up. This is Christ we're talking about here. Amen. That you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful unto every good work, and the increasing of the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We are children of the light. We are not children of darkness, but children of light. Meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us, Christ, and the Father hath delivered us, and the Holy Ghost hath delivered us, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So there's the power of darkness, and there's the kingdom of Christ's Son. The kingdom of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. So there is a translation that takes place. There's a translation from darkness to light. There is a kingdom of darkness. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Then it goes on to explain who Christ is. I love this part. I was preaching this the other night on the street. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. You know, here's another thing before I forget. I'm really sorry. I'm going to have Aaron work on this tonight. Aaron is going to be working on this for me tonight when he gets home. From work, there are a bunch of sermons that I want you to listen to, okay? And he's going to put them on. The Beauty of Biblical Feminism. This is one of them. He's going to put this one on. The Beauty and Honor of Biblical Feminism. Aaron's going to try to get that one on, okay? And then The Antichrist is After Your Kids. He's going to get that one on. Peter and the Keys, which is a study of Acts. Acts chapter 10, back in our expository preaching on Acts. Psalm 23 is what I preached yesterday. He restoreth my soul. Oh, you got to listen to that sermon. You really do. It'll be a blessing. You know, I know everybody likes to listen to the spooky stuff. They like to listen to the current events things. But guys, people need to hear this. Expository preaching in Psalms 23. They need to listen to that sermon. And how to keep or lose your children's heart. This one is so very important. And Aaron's going to get them online for me. He's going to work on it today and tomorrow. On getting that online for me. And of course, this is the Kanye West broadcast if you want to hear that. So anyway, they're out there, and I want you to just know that I'm working on it. We got a bunch of back sermons that need to get on there. Now, let's get into our study here. We're going to set. Now, what really prompted this is I was reading in Exodus, and I was reading about magicians and sorcerers and enchantments and other things like that. And these word studies are very important. So the first thing that we'll start with is that those sorcery or sorcerer, and we're going to talk about what that means exactly and what those words are and such. Here, the first time that we see that is Exodus 7:11. And these, when we talk about this kingdom of darkness, it's important that we understand, well, where did this start from? Well, obviously, we know it started with Satan in the Garden of Eden. But what we have to come to the understanding of, though, is that Exodus 7:11 shows us that Babylon, or in this case, not Babylon, but Egypt, was the head of the mysteries. Egypt is the place that you find the most ancient, occultic spirits. And this is where you find magic. This is where you find black magic. This is where you find the dark arts. This is where you find them. Sorcerers. Now, and I'm going to show you, we're going to talk about some of the differences here. And we're not going to get into all of it. We're going to continue this study along, okay? So if I rephrase some of these titles, don't be thrown off by it, because I'll put them on sermon audio, and I may just put partial titles of this. But this is kind of going to be the series that we're going to work with for a little while. And we'll see how far we get. But right here, there's 15 verses we're going to go through. And then I'm going to go back and forth, because there's some different names for some of these. Now, it says here, and Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians, which is another one, the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. Now, Satan is the master mimicker. He is the counterfeit. He always has a counterfeit power that he wants to perform. He has a counterfeit salvation. He has, I will number them, Betty. I will number them. That's a good idea. So we'll put them in order. You'll see them in order, okay? So Satan always has his counterfeit. The Antichrist is going to be Satan's counterfeit for Christ. He's going to be the counterfeit. Instead of the Son of Man, he is what? The man of sin. Now, the sorcerers that are here, the magicians, the sorcerers, they're performing that pharmakia, right? What is that? That pharmakia, that sorcery. That's the same word we get, what? Pharmacy, right? Say, Pastor Clue, do you think the modern day doctors are witches in white robes? Yes. Yes, I do. I do believe most of them traffic in the dark arts. Knowingly? No. Unknowingly? Yes. Mm-hmm. So what you have here, now, you know, this brings a good question, though. While we're doing this Bible study, we're going to get farther into sorcerers and talk about that from the biblical perspective. But here's the question. Why was it, What's the difference in Moses turning the serpent, the rod into a serpent, and the magicians doing it? Did they not do the same thing? Did they not do the same thing? Here's the difference. God does not keep his power secret. When God told Moses, let me put it this way. The source of the power is not a secret. God does not do it as a secret. What did God, I want to show you what God told Moses. I think it's 4. Whoops. I want to show you something here. And I'm going slow for a reason, okay? So don't be in a hurry. Don't have like 1,000 different comments about every little point I make. I'm not saying you can't comment. What I'm saying is that don't try to get ahead. We're not in a hurry. We're going to take our time with this. All right? We're going to take our time. It's okay. And no, I don't pretend like I'm going to have something profound and different and glamorous or anything like that, right? Why do I need that? I don't. I have the Word of God. It's enough. It's sufficient. All sufficient. Amen? But look at this. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken to my voice, for they will say, 'The Lord hath not appeared unto thee.'" And the Lord said unto him, "What is it that in thine hand?" And he said, "A rod." And he said, "Cast it on the ground." And he cast it on the ground, it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Put forth thine hand and take it by the tail." And he put forth his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. "That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee." God says, "You tell them that I am did this. You tell them that I am sent." See, the power is not secret. The power is not a secret. Moses wasn't supposed to conceal where his power came from. God didn't say, "Moses, you conceal where your power comes from." Like the what? Dark arts. Black magic. What are they doing? A long time ago, I preached a sermon called "Satan's Kingdom Mysteriously in what was it? In Mysterious Compartments." They're all in different compartments. Who is the true light of the lodge? Lucifer. Who is the true God that they worship? Baphomet. Who is the true God of the Mormons? Allah, the Masonic God. What's the difference? God says, "You tell them, Moses, I am sent you. You tell them the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob gave you the power to do this. You tell them that it was my power." Let me show you the difference. Look at the difference. And Pharaoh called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. Look what they're doing. They didn't tell you where that power came from. From the gods of Egypt. Well, who are they? What are they? Where did they come from? They're false gods. They traffic in the dark arts. These magicians never said where they got the power to do this. They never identified themselves and where they got the power to do this. these sorcerers and these magicians, they kept it secret. It's a secret. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery. Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. It's always secret. Oh, where'd they get the power? Same place this person did. Let me show you something. Here. What was this power? The power of divination, the familiar spirits. And the king said unto her, Be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth, like the gods of Egypt, which are devils. And he said unto her, What form is he of? Look at this. And an old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. He's secret. His identity is secret, and she gives him an identity. She says, Well, that's Samuel. How does she know? She's never met Samuel. She didn't say, and he said to her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. He doesn't know who that is, or she doesn't know who that is, and he doesn't know either. He doesn't know either who that is. Now, then Pharaoh, also called the wise men and the sorcerers. So you see, God reveals himself. God doesn't hide his power. He reveals it. And he lets you know, this is me and I did this. I am the God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. God makes known his power. God wasn't trying to hide, or so Moses looked like he had all the power. Like Moses, well, Moses, where'd you get this rod? Where'd you get this rod and this power, Moses? I am has sent me unto you. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. What do the sorcerers do? They give no glory to God. What power is it of? You know, all right, let's take this a little bit out a little further now. You ready? Here's why I have a problem with movies with magic in them. You know why? And they call, or I've had relatives tell me, well, it's just fantasy. Like that witch C.S. Lewis. Let me repeat that. Like that witch C.S. Lewis. That guy was a stinking Catholic anyway. I don't know how anybody in their right mind could think that guy was a Christian. I just do not understand people. Oh, he was a great apologist. He was a Catholic. He didn't even believe the Bible. Oh, he was a great apologist. For who? Satan? Okay, so if that power is not identified, the power of God, and you see it in these movies with all this witchcraft in movies, when you see all that, it's wicked. Where'd they get the power from? Where do they have the power to do it? Who gets the credit and the glory for that power? It's not God. So then it's Satan masking himself. Well, how does he do that? Like this. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I've said this for many years, for all the things that I've had happen to me. I preached a series on Satan many, many years ago. Let's go. Let me show it to you. Let me show it to you. I kind of chuckle because, you know, you can preach against Satan and you can preach and reveal all of those things, right? You can do that and you should do that. Preachers should do that. But I think it's so interesting to me now on this side. It wasn't interesting before. It was just really tumultuous and heartbreaking. But betrayal is such a work of the devil. But I preached these messages years ago, back in 2013. Man, what is that? 7 years ago now? See this? Satan is your adversary. Be sober, watch. Satan the enemy, a roaring lion, resist the devil. Satan the anointed cherubim is judgment. Satan the anointed cherub is power, authority, and fall. The anointed cherub is tabrets and pipes. That's concerning his music. Satan the prince of the power of the air. Satan transformed angel of light, his religious side, which is the most dangerous side that he has. Let me tell you, friend, people that come in the name of the Lord sometimes, and they're not, and they're transformed angel of light, Satan's religious side, Satan, the prince of the power of the air, Lucifer, the light of the mystery religions, that was preached back in 2014, Satan's kingdom is divided into mysterious compartments. War with the saints, Satan's devices. Five ways Satan uses the saints to hurt the work of the Lord. That's a series. But you know what? You can still get fooled by him. You can still get bruised by him. So, it's important to remember, when I titled this Sorcerers, Magicians, Enchantments, and Divinations Against Christians, the reason I say that to you is because this is what they do. This is the work that they do. It is. And we're only going to cover sorcerers and sorcery today. We're not really going to get into all the other ones. We'll continue it Wednesday. We may have to continue it Friday. We may continue it next week. I don't know. We'll see. But understand that the difference in sorcery or magic and the power of God, God identifies himself as the power. The men who come in the Lord's name have the power of God consistent with the word of God. Not some spooky charismatic power that they say they have of tongues and healings and all these other things, but they don't line up with the scriptures. No, it lines up. Number one, if it's in the name of the Lord, it comes. Or if the power is from God, it's stated in the name of the Lord. Number two, it goes along with the word of God. Number three, by the Spirit of God. There's witnesses to it. Okay? Now, Isaiah 47:9, let's turn there. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall call upon thee in their perfection for the multitude of thy sorceries and for thy great abundance of thine enchantments. Now, we're going to talk about enchantments probably another day. But this is talking about, O virgin daughter of Babylon, sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. This is talking about the Chaldeans. This is Babylon. So you have Egypt, you have two. Actually, you know, you could say three, but because Jerusalem was a part of the mysteries, all the mystery religions, after they had the influence of Egypt and Babylon. But Egypt, you find Babel. Go back to the Tower of Babylon. You have the sorcery and the witchcraft of Babylon, right? Then you move to Egypt in Joseph's time. For 430 years, sorcery was being practiced, at least in Egypt. So from the time of Moses, or from the time of Joseph to Moses, is 430 years. And in 430 years' time, you find that being practiced. And then when they're ready to leave, there's two magicians that come on the scene. Satan had his two men there. But what you have to understand is they're mimicking the people of God. Sorcerers and witches and magicians, they are not soothsayers. They are not the pointy hat people that you think they are. Their strength is to come in the counterfeit spirit of the Antichrist. And their strength is to come to affect churches and God's people. I would say your charismatic movement are the number one example of witches and sorcerers in Christianity today. Okay, Isaiah 47:12. Stand now from thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Sorcery is a magic enchantment, witchcraft, divination, by the assistance of evil spirits or the power of commanding evil spirits. So these sorceries are done by the power of spirits. They won't identify themselves. See, Satan is a coward. He likes to hide, be it in Buddhism, Hinduism, Roman Catholicism, Mormonism, JWs, false Christianity. He likes to hide. Satan does not show himself like I am the Lord God, like the Lord Jesus Christ does. Tell him I am has sent you. No, there's always a mystery. There's always a hidden. Like certain, Satan came as the serpent. He comes as an angel of light, never in his own appearance, never at who he really is, but always in a counterfeit. That's the strength that he has to deceive is through that. Isaiah 57:3. Look at this. But draw near hither, ye sons of the sorceress. the seed of the adulterer and the whore. Against whom do you sport yourself? Against whom do you make wide the mouth and draw out the tongue? I finally found a picture that wasn't perverted. Well, thank you. Oh, I hate it so much. See? Draw out the mouth. Make... I have to like glance quick, look back, move around real fast so you don't see anything else of that whore. Lord help us. But it's the perfect point, right? Draw near, right? Against whom do you sport yourselves? Against whom make ye a wide mouth and draw out the tongue? Are ye not the children of transgressions, a seed of falsehood, inflaming yourselves with idols under every green tree, slaying the children of the valleys under the cliffs of the rocks, among the smooth stones of the stream is thy portion? They are thy lot, even to them that thou hast poured a drink offering, thou hast offered a meat offering. Right? That's her. And what does she follow? Kabbalism, wickedness, trained up in Disney. Feel sorry for that girl. She never had a chance. They just perverted her and destroyed her life. She never had a chance. She never had a chance. Here we go. Therefore, hearken not ye to your prophets, nor to your diviners. Nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, which speak unto you, saying, ye shall not serve the king of Babylon. Jeremiah was warning them that these witches are going to lie to you. See how tricky they are? Because here he's talking to Israel, Jeremiah is. He's saying, look, the God of the Bible says you're going to be slaves to Babylon. You wanted witchcraft. You wanted divination. You wanted prostitution. You wanted whoremongering. You wanted whores. You wanted to live wickedly. You liked magic. So unto Babylon thou shalt go. But see, the sorcerers, the dreamers, and the enchanters told her, nah, you're going to be fine. You don't have to serve the king of Babylon. Everything's going to be great. Those witches were lying to him. They were lying to him. Tell them lies. Well, you have to understand something with Miley Cyrus and the other ones. They took, man, my hat looks weird. I don't know if I got it right. Okay, anyway, whatever. But they took that poor girl and they just ruined her. She didn't have a chance. Daniel chapter 2, we find... Years go by, and they're in Babylon here. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. So the sorcerers are coming. And the sorcerers today are in white coats. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 5. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers. Do you find it interesting that those are connected? How many times have we seen these religion mixed with wicked sex cults? How many times have we seen false Christianity mixed with sexual perversion? And we're going to get to it, but the two end time sins, what are they? Fornication, porneia, pornography, all fornication, and sorcery, drug abuse, pharmakia. We see both of those together, and they're never separated. They're almost always bunched together. Almost always bunched together, aren't they? So, we find the end time sins those things. And I will come near to you into judgment. I will be swift witness against the sorcerers and against the adulterers and against false swearers and against those that oppress the hireling and his wages and the widow and the fatherless and that turn aside the stranger from his right. And fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Now, I want you to understand something. Where you find true biblical religion, true biblical faith, where you find the King James Bible, where you find the truth, you will always find sorcerers, that betrayers, those Judas Iscariots, devils, devil-possessed people, those that traffic in witchcraft, coming against the saints. Look, listen very closely. Here's what happens if you understand it very closely. Sorcerers don't spend their time in the world. They spend their time against the church. You would think Satan would be happy just having the world, being the god of this world. No, Satan has his sorcerers in place to deceive the brethren, to attack the Lord's church, to come against the work of the gospel. They're not just out there having seances, and they're not out there just having their fornication cults and all. No, their kingdom is designed to attack the Lord's church. They come after God's people. They come to afflict the people of God, to stop the work of God, to hinder the work of God. Where you find true scriptural churches, where you find true biblical saints, where you find the true word of God preached, you find the sorcerers not only on the outside, but on the inside, coming to try to inflict the holy seed, coming to try to go after the church, coming to practice their witchcraft against the Lord's people, coming to destroy the church of the living God, coming against the gospel we preach. In comes Acts chapter 8. In comes Simon the sorcerer. This is where the rubber meets the road, Christianity. Right here. Now, I've had Stephen Anderson and people like Stephen Anderson and other people not like me because of the doctrine of repentance. Not like me because I preach the Bible concerning the doctrine of repentance. Now, listen to me. Those men think that Simon the sorcerer was a Christian. The Bible has something otherwise to say about that. And there was great joy in that city, but there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery. And bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Now, this is Kanye West. This is Kanye West. He is a Simon the Sorcerer, without a doubt, no questions asked. And you know what? He has bewitched people. I'm going to show you a classic case of it. I hate to say this, but I'm telling you right now, J.D. Hall and Pulpit and Pen are completely seduced. They are completely mesmerized. They are completely taken by Kanye West. They are fooled. They are duped. They are completely seduced and fooled by Kanye West. Rapper, fashion designer, and newbie Christian Kanye West. Well, first of all, he ain't no Christian. I'll tell you what. You go look at my video that I did of his video on Sermon Audio. And if you actually think that Kanye West is a Christian, you got rocks in your head when he's got that Rastafarian, wicked, goofball, satanic sorcerer in his video. Rapper, fashion designer, and newbie Christian Kanye West has taken us out of the darkest timeline into the light, making 2020 even crazier. Are you kidding me? The West has spoken of running in 2024. He announced his presidential bid. And he's trying to say, J.D. Hall and these guys are trying to say that Kanye West is the only Christian there. I'm telling you what, you are fooled. And you like that wicked jungle music, and that's why you're fooled. That beat's got you mesmerized. This guy's working with Dr. Dre, known homosexuals, known wicked men, known satanic men, and you are deceived by that Antichrist spirit. Philip Velez, you pray for Kanye West. I'm going to pray for people not to be deceived by him. That's what I'm going to pray for. I'm praying people are stop being deceived by that guy. You pray for him. I'm praying against the people he's deceiving. Because that guy's Antichrist to the core. And he knows exactly what he's doing too. People think that's the gospel. You go look at that video. Wash us in the blood. Look at the video. That is a sorcerer if I have ever seen one ever in my life. And boy, have I seen them. Let me tell you, friend, I've had one so close to me you could smell the sulfur on your neck. That's how close I've had one to me. For 3 years of my life, I had him work alongside me then. Stick me like nobody's business. And I'm telling you what, this guy, it ain't even a good enough fool job, to be honest with you. I mean, it's pretty embarrassing. It's pretty embarrassing. It's absolutely pretty embarrassing. Phil, let me tell you something, Philip Velez. Now's not the time to come on here and try to rebuke me with something and try to tell me that I'm not doing right because I'm not telling people to pray for Kanye and all this other stuff. Yeah, not a good time to do that. I already know the deception that's going on here. I could see it plain as day. Plain as day. I feel sorry for him because when Satan's done with him, he's going to throw him away. And I do feel sorry for him that he's deceived. But the amount of people that this man is leading to hell. And by the way, his wife is a witch. I cannot believe J.D. Hall and Pulpit and Pen. I cannot believe those guys are so spiritually immature that they can't see this. That they can't see that this guy is a sorcerer. And I'm not against people praying for him. I'm not. Amen. I'm not against people praying for him. I'm just telling you. This guy has got people like Pulpit and Penn, who is supposed to be one of the number one apologetic ministries out there, whatever he calls it, polemic or whatever. And he's fooled by Kanye West. He is absolutely duped, and I am calling him out right now. I am absolutely calling him out right now. J.D. Hall, you need to repent of your wicked promotion, your absolute wicked and vile promotion of a false convert like Kanye West, of a sorcerer that's leading people into witchcraft, of his video that is full of witchcraft, and you are leading people astray, and you need to repent because it is wicked what you've done. You have broadcasted for an absolute shaman and a witch, and he's married to a witch, his wife is a witch, and these people, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself, J.D. Hall. I'm calling you, Mr. Polemic, to repentance. You, Mr. Big Daddy Reformed Guy, to repentance. You who called out the Southern Baptist Convention. You who have rebuked these people. You need rebuke, sir. You have publicly supported these wicked people. This man is working with Dr. Dre. He's working with known homosexuals. He's working with a wicked industry. He is proving himself to be a witch. And you need to repent, J.D. Hall. You need to repent. It's time for you to turn from this. It's time for you to stop. Otherwise, I question you, my friend. I'm questioning you. I'm questioning what you're doing. And send it to him. Send it to him. I don't care. And save all this stuff. Well, did you contact him first? No, he's not a member of my church. I don't have to contact him first. It's not a personal thing. This is a public thing. He is publicly promoting a wicked man. He is publicly promoting a man that is not pushing biblical Christianity. That video is not biblical Christianity. Kanye West's Messiah complex that he has in his video, you got to be blinder than a bat not to see it. So I don't care if somebody sends it to him. I hope they do. And he can get as mad as he wants. He can shout or pout. I really don't care. But you know what? I'm tired of seeing men like this support this kind of a man right here and what he's doing and calling him a Christian. He has thrown everything behind Kanye West and say this guy's legit. And he's not legit. And what qualifies this man, what qualifies Kanye West to be ministering to people, to be doing all these other things, when he hasn't even proven he's really a Christian? And has it turned from his wicked Hollywood connections with his wicked connections with a bunch of wizards out there? What do you think, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg? What do you think these people are? No one's that dumb. He's a sorcerer. That is your Simon the Sorcerer. That's the attack on Christians that comes. That's what it is. And that's what this is. This is an attack on biblical Christianity. And J.D. Hall and Pulpit and Pen, they need to repent. Because they're leading people astray. They are absolutely leading people astray. Absolutely. Look, I can have my differences with a lot of men, and I won't delve into men's personal lives or anything like that, but this is 100% ministry, this is 100% public, and it is 100% a rebuke. That video is wicked. His wife runs around dressing like a whore. Videos full of like witchcraft imagery and everything else. Kanye's absolute messiah complex that he has in the whole thing. How he's the blood that he wants people washed in. He's the one. And now he's running for president? Really? Who's that? And how he added the social gospel into it all? Holy buckets, is it really almost 5 o'clock? Man. Woo, I'm just getting warmed up. I got to get moving here. I can't stay on that late. I got to be done pretty soon. We're just going to get to sorcerers today, okay? Well, you know what? J.D. Hall and Pulpit and Pen put their backs behind them. Put their names behind that. So, all right, Acts chapter 8. We see here, Acts chapter 8. But there was a certain man called Simon, which aforetime in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. That's what Kanye said before he was saved, before he believed, right? To whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard because at a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he had fallen up on none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they that laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Oh. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Saying, give me also this power that on whomsoever I lay hands on, he may receive the Holy Ghost. By the way, Kanye was bragging that he hasn't lost any money since he's made his Christian profession. He's made more money. Jesus' king was number one. Wait, Kanye, are you saying the world loves what you're doing for Christ? Uh-oh. That's weird. You know, I haven't heard old Kanye the Sorcerer preach against the LGBTQ, his stepfather-in-law or whatever that guy is, Jenner, the transgender. or the wickedness of the Hollywood industry, or rap music, the wickedness of rap music, or all his friends in rap music. Oh, wait, no, he's not rebuking them. Oh, he's working with them. When has Kanye taken off all of his videos? All of his old stuff. When did he take off all the old music and shut it all down and get rid of it? Oh. Oh, he didn't. Oh. Yeah. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. You have no part or lot in this matter. Wait, Simon the sorcerer had no part or lot in the Holy Ghost? Oh, that doesn't sound like a good thing. Since every believer is sealed unto the day of redemption. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and the bond of iniquity. What did Simon do though? Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. Wait, he didn't want to pray to God for forgiveness of sins? He just prayed out of the consequences. He wanted prayer out of the consequences, but he didn't want to be changed. Now we understand, don't we? Acts chapter 13. You notice these sorcerers around the church, they want to deceive the people of God. And when they had gone through the isle unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer. Now, check this out. Another sorcerer. What's he doing? I suppose he's doing spells over at the bar, doing magic tricks, hanging out in the brothels. Nope. No. Where's he at? He's at the church. Wait, he's around the people of God. He's trying to hurt the people of God. And when they had gone through the island of Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet. Wait, he's a sorcerer? And a false prophet? And a Jew? Whose name was Bar-Jesus. Well, that's interesting. What in the world does that mean? Right? Elimaeus. He called himself the son of Jesus. Well, wait. Wait, so this. He called himself the son of Jesus? What was he implying with that? Well, I think you've heard that before, haven't you? Haven't you heard that before? That name Bar-Jesus. means son of Joshua or son of the Savior. He was a magician called Elimaeus. He was a sorcerer. Wow. Huh. So he said he was the son of Jesus. You mean he was messing with the church and the saints of God. That's what he was doing. Which was with the deputy of the county, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. Oh, so he was trying to turn him away. Then Saul, who was called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes upon him and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of unrighteousness, of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking him to lead him by the hand. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of Paul. Hey, can I ask you a question? You listening? I don't see. Did I miss it? I must have missed it. Did Barnabas look over at Saul and say, now, Saul, you should be praying for Elimaeus? Joshua, I didn't see that there. It's not there. Paul, what's wrong with you? Paul, you should have been praying for that guy. See, Paul saw the wickedness right before him. I'm not saying don't pray for people. What I'm saying is Paul saw what was going on. It was absolute witchcraft. He saw what was going on. He saw the sorcery that was going on. He knew what it was. And he dealt with it, didn't he? That was Bar Jesus, right? A sorcerer. The Jewish Encyclopedia says a Jewish magician described in Acts as a sorcerer, a false prophet, who when Paul and Barnabas came to Cyprus was found in the company of Sergius Paulus. He also bore the title of Elimaeus the sorcerer. Bar Jesus. He was an antichrist figure. He was a sorcerer. And where was he? Wherever the gospel is preached, there's always sorcery and sorcerers around to try to stop it, to try to hinder the work of the Lord, to try to get off the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Savior. Just slight deviations and deceptions. After all, he had a religious name. What does the Bible say about those sorceries? Neither repented they of their murders, abortion, nor their sorceries, nor their fornication, nor their thefts. Yep. You know, the Bible talks about, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived, and the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. Those sorcerers are going to end up in the lake of fire for all of eternity. And guess what? In heaven, there won't be any. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So what does the Bible show us about sorcerers and sorceries? It shows us who they really are, right? It shows us who they really are. It shows us who they really are. It shows us what work they do and where are they. Where the saints of God are, they are there to deceive. They are there to do that. We'll get into the magicians and Janes and Jombries and a few of those others next time. I'm gonna be done now, though. We're going to take off here now. And we went about an hour and a half. So sorry about being late there and all the things I had to do, but you continue to pray for our ministry. And pray for us and the work that we're doing. And pray for the Lord's blessing on us. And I will definitely be back. I hope it's been a blessing to you, this Bible study. Hope it's helped you. And we're going to continue with this on Wednesday. And then, Lord willing, possibly on Friday as well. So we'll keep it going and share this with folks and help them to understand the truth, what the Bible says about these things. It's a good study. Amen. Good study. So anyway, I'm going to get going for now, but God bless y'all. Man, there's more that could be said, but we'll continue. We'll just keep going. We'll take it. I changed the title to Sorcerers and Sorcery, a Bible study. So then we'll get into the next one. We'll talk about magicians and those others. And we'll continue on. Amen? And we'll keep going with it. I think this will be a good study. Good to be in the Word of God. Amen? And just know that God's going to defeat them all, put them all down someday. He'll take care of it all. All right, everybody. God bless you. Have a good night. We'll talk to you.